Good morning. We're seeing Mechayadim, Klal Mem Aleph, Simon Beis. We're about halfway through the Simon. So he says this issue of a person who ate or drank something before the meal, something which does not require a bracha during the meal. So he cannot say the bracha that he made on this item was a way to be yotze the chiyuv bracha teches sudo. So he is chayiv in a bracha achrona for the food that he ate before the meal. And since it's not part of the meal, he has a chiyuv to say the bracha achrona before he washes. And even if he washed already, he still has a chiyuv to say the bracha achrona. Now he does say, in a case of a drink, he has an eitzah, im lo shivarach birchas amazon alakos. Shows yishta kashir b'chavan lifter gam elu. The halacha is the same way Brei Goffin covers all drinks. If a person is drinking not in the context of a meal, a person is drinking something. Let's say a person goes to a kiddush, so he's not washing, and he says a Brei Goffin. So Brei Goffin covers all the drinks. He has some orange juice, and he has some soda, and he has different types of drinks, whatever the drink might be, a coffee and a tea, all of those would be covered in the Brei Goffin. So not only are they covered in the Brei Goffin in the Bracha Rishona, they're also covered in the Ale Geffen in the Bracha Achrona. If a person drank various different items, various different drinks, they're all covered with the Bracha of Ale Geffen that he says at the end. So if a person washes on a kos, benches on a kos and drinks a shear from the kos and then says ala gefen afterwards, so the drinks that he was mechuyav to make a bracha achrona on will be covered in the ala gefen. So if a person drank before the meal, and we're saying a person drank before the meal, he's mechuyav to say a bracha achrona. So if the only issue is just drinking, he would have an eitzah how to solve the problem by drinking, benching on a kos and saying an ala gefen. So that'll solve that problem. But if a person ate food, or a person doesn't have an option of benching on a kos, he's mechuyav to make that brei nefoshes, even in the middle of the meal. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says even after the meal, even if a person would bench already, a person wouldn't be mechuyav to say a brei nefoshes still, because the brei nefoshes was on something which is not connected to the meal at all. So you cannot use the benching of the meal to cover that brei nefoshes for the eating or drinking which took place prior to the meal. Now the Chayyadim adds a chiddush over here, which I mentioned that the poskim do not accept. He says this issue is all talking about a case where you ate this before the meal, and you had no intention of eating it during the meal. But let's say a person ate before the meal and plans to continue eating it during the meal. Person ate potatoes. His wife made a very tasty potato dish, and instead of waiting to till everybody's ready to wash, he wants to taste some of it now. And he tends to continue to eat it during the meal. Now, he's not using the bracha of Brei Pi Adoma to cover it during the meal, because during the meal is part of the meal, and it's covered in the hamotzi. But we could at the same time say, let's look at it like this, that the achila before the meal and the achila of the potatoes during the meal are one long act of eating potatoes. So I'm not really finished in my process of eating potatoes yet. The chiyuv to make the bracha achrona is, well, you finished eating, make a bracha achrona. I didn't finish eating yet. I'm planning to continue eating these potatoes during the meal. So instead of saying that what I ate before the meal is like a snack and I'm done with that and now I'm starting the meal, that's a tonu achila, and therefore that the first achila is done and I'm a chiyuv and a bracha achrona. Let's look at it as one long achila. And since the second part of this long achila is part of the larger meal and is you're to the chiyuv bracha achrona with benching, that will schlep along that the first part of the meal is also covered. So we look at the chil. This is one of the chil. This is the chiddush of the chayyadim, which we'll actually read inside Beis Hashem in the next year. But the poskim in general do not raise a question whether this is correct. The ma'isa, that's not how Chazal looked at it. Chazal looked at it that the food that you're eating during the meal, the reason why it's covered with a mo'tzi and does not need its own bracha rishona, is because it's considered tafel to the pas. So as much as it's considered tafel to the pas, it's part of the pas meal. It's not hamshik of the achila from beforehand. And therefore, the achila from beforehand is a separate and distinct achila, which requires its own bracha rishona. And now, you're starting over, as it were, with a new achila, a pas-based achila, and the primary achila is pas, and everything else is secondary to the pas. And that clearly is a brand new, distinct achila, not shy to what's beforehand. The Mishabura does take the chayadim into consideration, and we'll see what that is, halakha l'maisa, Beis Hashem, in the next year. I also would like to explain, Beis Hashem, what exactly is the logic to understand how pas patterns the other foods, and we will talk about it again. It's not the only place he talks about it, but it's kedai to try and give an explanation and understand how exactly is it that pas covers all of the other foods. Meanwhile, have a good day.